And this road seems so awfully familiar. We know what's waiting in store. So be patient, cause we're making progress. You declare with a smirk and a grin. But your proclamations ring hollow. Our patience is wearing so thin. Cause in the face of all logic and reason, you still won't admit your mistakes. With a world full of people so hungry for peace, you just say let them eat cake. As you sit in your ivory towers, counting your capital gains, trading our blood for your profits, playing your patriot games. With your misguided media lapdogs spinning the news and the fear, drumming up public opinion, threatening all we hold dear. Now you say this is good versus evil, and God is right here on our ground. But we're looking hard where you're standing. Nowhere is God to be found. So you criticize petty dictators when they slaughter their people at will. But you wrapped yourself tight in the stars and the stripes when you sold them the weapons to kill. So go keep on a-thumping your Bibles. We're not buying that line anymore. Till you show us the verse and the chapter where Jesus says, let's go to war. As you sit in your ivory towers, counting your ill-gotten gains, blinded by gold and false prophets, playing your patriot games. Don't matter which side wins or loses, you're playing all sides of the fence, spending our grandchildren's future in the name of our so-called defense. And our treasure is yours for the taking in this business of wars without end. Big fat contracts for all of your cronies, and tax breaks for all your rich friends. Cause it's corporate greed as religion that's stealing the dream from us all. The stage has been set for the vandals, dominoes ready to fall. And forced poverty breeds cannon fodder, feeding your engines of war. You're just merchants of death and destruction, heretics, killers, and whores. As you sit in your ivory towers, counting your capital gains, trading our blood for your profits, playing your patriot games. Yeah, you're trading our blood for your profits, playing your patriot's games. Sons and daughters are dying.
These people are just poems. We're 90% metaphor, with a leanness of meaning approaching hyperdistillation. And once upon a time, we were moonshine, rushing down the throat of a giraffe. Yes, rushing down the long hall, despite what the PA announcement says. Yes, rushing down the long hall, down the long stairs in a building so tall that it will always be there. It's part of a pair. There on the bow of Noah's Ark, the most prestigious couple just kicking back, parked against a perfectly blue sky on a morning beatific in its Indian summer breeze. On the day that America fell to its knees after strutting around for a century without saying thank you or please. And the shock was subsonic and the smoke was deafening between the setup and the punchline, because we were all on time for work that day. We all boarded that plane for it to fly. And then while the fires were raging, we all climbed up on the windowsill, and then we all held hands and jumped into the sky. And every borough looked up when it heard the first blast, and then every dumb action movie was summarily surpassed, and the exodus uptown by foot and motor car looked more like war than anything I've seen so far. So far. So far. So far. So fierce and ingenious, a poetic specter so far gone that every jackass newscaster was struck dumb and stumbling over, oh my God, and this is unbelievable, and on and on. And I'll tell you what, while we're at it, you can keep the Pentagon, you can keep the propaganda, you can keep each and every TV that's been trying to convince me to participate in some prep school punk's plan to perpetuate retribution. Perpetuate retribution. Even as the blue toxic smoke of our lesson in retribution is still hanging in the air, and there's ash on our shoes, and there's ash in our hair, and there's a fine silt on every mantle from Hell's Kitchen to Brooklyn, and the streets are full of stories, sudden twists and near misses, and soon every open bar is crammed to the rafters with tales of narrowly averted disasters, and the whiskey is flowing like never before as all over the country folks just shake their heads and pour. So here's a toast to all the folks that live in Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq, El Salvador. Here's a toast to all the folks living on the Pine Ridge Reservation under the stone cold gaze of Mount Rushmore. Here's a toast to all those nurses and doctors who daily provide women with a choice, who stand down a threat the size of Oklahoma City just to listen to a young woman's voice. Here's a toast to all those folks on death row right now, awaiting the executioner's guillotine, who are shackled there with dread and can only escape into their heads to find peace in a form of a dream. Peace in a form of a dream. Peace in the form of a dream. Cause take away our PlayStations and we are a third world nation under the thumb of some blue blood royal son who stole the Oval Office and that phony election. I mean, it don't take a weatherman to look around and see the weather. Jeb said he'd deliver Florida, folks, and boy, did he ever. And we hold these truths to be self-evident. Number one, George W. Bush is not president. Number two, America is not a true democracy. And number three, the media is not fooling me, cause I am a poem heeding hyperdistillation, and I've got no room for a lie so verbose. Yeah. Yes, I'm looking out over my whole human family, and I'm raising my glass in a toast. Here's to our last drink of fossil fuels. bow to yet off of this sauce. Shoo away the swarms of commuter planes. Find that train ticket we lost. 'Cause once upon a time, the line followed the river and peeked into all the backyards. And the laundry was waving and the graffiti was teasing us from brick walls and bridges. We were rolling over ridges, through valleys, under stars. I dream of touring like Duke Ellington in my own railroad car. Yeah. I dream of waiting on the tall, blonde wooden benches in a grand station aglow with grace, and then standing out on the platform and feeling the air on my face. Get back tonight, its distant whistle. Give the darkness back its soul. Give the big oil companies the finger, finally, and relearn how to rock and roll. Yes, the lessons are all around us, and the truth is waiting there. It's time to pick through the rubble, clean the streets, and clear the air. Get our government to pull its big dick out of the sand of someone else's desert. Put it back in his pants. Quit the hypocritical chants of freedom forever. 'Cause when one lone phone rang in 2000, and one at 10 after 9 on 911, which was the number we all call when that lone phone rang right off the wall, right off our desk and down the long hall, down the long stairs in a building so tall that the whole world turned just to watch it fall. While we're at it, remember the first time around? The bomb, the rider truck, the parking garage, the princess that didn't even feel the pee. Remember joking around in our apartment on Avenue D? Can you imagine how many paper coffee cups would have to change their design following a fantastical reversal of the New York skyline? It was a joke at the time. And that was just a few years ago, so let the record show that the FBI was all over that case, that the plot was obvious and in everybody's face. And scoping that scene religiously, the CIA, or is it KGB, committing countless crimes against humanity with this kind of eventuality as its excuse for abuse after expensive abuse, and they didn't have a clue. Look, another window to see through. Way up here. On the 104th floor, look, another key, another door. 10% literal, 90% metaphor. 3,000 some poems disguised as people on an almost too perfect day. Must be more than pawns. And it's my job to make it that way, to make sure they didn't die in vain. Shh. Baby, listen. Hear the train.
Cool of the evening, they used to gather near. stars in the middle circle near an old oak tree at the times appointed by the seasons of the earth and the phases of the moon. In the center stood a woman, equal with the others and respected for her worth. One of the many we call the witches, the healers and the teachers of the wisdom of the earth. And the people grew through the knowledge she gave them, herbs to heal their bodies, spells to make their spirits whole. Can't you hear them chanting healing incantations, calling forth the wise ones, celebrating in dance and song? As the star Tadeana, Hikari Demeter, Kali Inanna. Isis the star Tadeana, Hikari Demeter, Kali Inanna. Isis the star Tadeana, Hikari Demeter, Kali Inanna. Every closer came to power through domination, and they bonded in the worship of a dead man on a cross. They sought control of the common people by demanding allegiance to the Church of Rome. And the Pope declared an inquisition. It was war against the women whose power they feared. In this holocaust against the nature people, 9 million European women died. And the tale is told of those who by the hundreds, holding together, chose their death in the sea, while chanting the praises of the mother goddess, a refusal of betrayal, women were dying to be free.
Exploding like embers, scattering like sparks. For forests are the finest refuge this body has known, and I'll stray away where the trail is overgrown, where the trail is overgrown. Hallowed be thy ground and holier blue ocean where the wild surf does pound. Hallowed be thy ground and all your high mountains with glory crowned. Thickets of cottonwood, play light on the river, on the banks where we've stood. Further west to the continental divide, where the mighty wild Rockies do thrust and collide. Scree sloping down the ridgeline to the valley below, and lush alpine meadows where the arnica grows. Arnica grows. Surf is found. Hallowed be thy ground and all your high mountains with glory crowned. Run mountain, chug a little hail. Run mountain, chug a little hill. Run mountain, chug a little hail. There to get your fill. The seasons, the treasure of terrain, it has changed me so completely, and I'll never be the same, never be the same. Hallowed be thy ground and holier blue ocean where the wild surf is found. Hallowed be thy ground and all your high mountains with glory. Hallowed be thy ground and holier blue ocean where the wild surf is found. Hallowed be thy ground and all your high mountains with glory. Hallowed be thy ground and holier blue ocean where the wild surf does pound. Hallowed be thy ground and all your high mountains with glory crowned. revenge on you. What you gonna do? In a song that I once sang, I heard a bell and it just rang my blues right away.
Song just makes me want to do a Snoopy dance. I just love those guys, Railroad Earth with Mighty River. Before that, we heard from Portland's own Casey Neal with Hallowed Be Thy Ground. From Charlie Murphy and Rumors of the Big Wave, we heard a true story, a little history lesson there with Burning Times. From Ani DeFranco, from her album So Much Shouting, So Much Laughter, that long-spoken piece was called Self-Evident. And we started off with Hank Woji and a song called Patriot Games. Well, I'm Robin Shanti. Happy summer solstice. And I hear it's going to finally warm up here over the weekend. I'm looking forward to that. And since it is the solstice, which was actually yesterday, I like to play this song around the cross-quarter holidays and the solstice and equinox. And it's kind of an audience participation song. This is a time of year when we really acknowledge the web of life and the connection that we have to all of the universe. And this is a song about roots and how we need to really be grounded in the earth and able to maintain the energy that we need to take back our country. So here's some music from Shim Shai and a tune called Roots. Thank you.
forth thy soul, yeah. Stretch forth thy soul unto Zion. Stretch forth thy soul. Roots so deep. Roots so
carry me across the ocean.
day's night. So stretch forth thy arms to the Abba of creation. Stretch forth thy arms to the Abba. Stretch forth thy arms. Stretch forth thy soul to the Abba of creation. Stretch forth thy soul to the Abba. Stretch forth thy soul. Roots so deep. Roots so strong. Roots hold on forever. Hold on. Roots so deep. Roots so forever.
Gonna wash you up and down. Come on, people, come on, children. There's a king at the Glory River, and the king loved to sing in the sun. We shall. Children, save the country.
In my mind, I can't study war. In my mind, I can't study war. In my mind, I can't study war. In my mind, I can't study war.
Group.
Well, that was the great, late Laura Nero with Save the Country. Before that, an oldie but goodie from George Harrison with Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth. Peter Gabriel was Shaking the Tree from Bruce Coburn, one of his first double live albums that he put out called Circles in the Stream. There was a tune called Arrows of Light. And we started the set off with some music from Hawaii from Shim Shai. That's S-H-I-M S-H-A-I, and a song called Roots. Well, going from the political to the spiritual, the spiritual to the political, continuing along, I first need to tell you this is KBOO in Portland. I'm Robin, and I really appreciate everybody listening today. Normally from 1 to 1:30-ish, we tend to do live music. No live guests today. But we are celebrating the summer solstice, and part of the reason for that is to help give us the inner strength to fight the forces that are kind of hijacking our country at the moment. And, you know, it's a very interesting predicament we find ourselves in. And here's a song that kind of summarizes that. Just have to substitute some names, but the basic premise is the same.
Bin Laden was George Sr.'s clan not so long ago. Set George up with a retirement plan, lots of low-tax dough. Go down White House, way down in payoff land. Tell the CIA, leave the Saudis alone. There's oil and gas in Uzbekistan. Oil and gas must flow. So we deposed the Taliban. Where'd Osama go? Bend down, Congress. Kneel down and lend a hand. Tell the people liberty must go. There's more to gain in war than peace. Let the weapons flow. Destabilize the Middle East. Enrich the CEO. Go down, brother. Wait. Justices, not to let my people vote. The VP had a heart attack. Oily blood, you know. While he's still here, let's bomb Iraq. Give the rubes a show. Lie down, people, lay down your Bill of Rights. Tell James Madison we let those amendments go. The opium crop was blown away. Let them poppies grow. Thanks to U.S. troops, it's back today. Only goes to show. Go down Wall Street. Sell off my shares today. Tell my
Whipping tears, rubies. offer them to you. Oh, we are just your Arabian nightmare.
Patti Smith with Radio Baghdad. And before that, resurrected from the 60s, the band The Fugs, F-U-G-S, with Go Down Congress. I'm Robin, and here's some thoughts from Professor Louie. Wake up.
Wake up. Wake up, levantate. Wake up, man, lost in the steel and cement of New York City. We have got to wake up. lost in Monday to Friday, endless slavery, selling our precious lives for a few jive little dollars. We've got to wake up. Do not sleep life away in front of TV, watching Archie Bunker reruns, the racist with a heart of gold. There is no such thing. We have got to wake up. Do not sleep life away in front of soap operas, all happening in fine big houses where no one ever gets laid off, no one gets cut off welfare, no one wakes up in the winter with no heat, no hot water. The roach is in charge and the landlord in Florida hoping you will move so he can get more rent from the next tenant. We have got to wake up. Do not sleep life away in front of TV watching super cops, really super killers, really just super schmucks wasting 25 bad guys a night with karate chops and automatic firepower. The good guys on these shows are just as nasty as the bad guys. We have got to wake up. Do not sleep life away in front of TV where no one ever gets cheated by the electric company, cheated by the supermarket, cheated by the phone company, cheated by the department store, and cheated by the boss all in the same day. We have got to wake up. Do not sleep life away in front of TV commercials, big magazine advertisements. Smoking Marlboros will not make you a big, strong man. It will only give you nicotine on your fingers and cancer in your lungs. We have got to wake up. Drinking Miller High Life will not help you make it with beautiful, expensive women. It will only give you a beer belly and a headache. We have got to wake up. Coca-Cola is not the real thing. It's a cheap chemical poison that eats up your stomach, rots your teeth, and makes scrambled eggs out of your brains. We have got to wake up. You will never own a new Lincoln Continental. If you buy one, you will find it on the street 3 weeks later with the battery ripped off, the radio ripped off, the tires ripped off, the windows broken, the insides burnt out, and you will still have 3 years of payments left to make. We've got to wake up. Do not sleep life away in front of Hollywood fantasy movies. Everyone so rich and so clean, they never go to work in the rush hour on the number two train. We have got to wake up. Do not sleep life away saying your boss is a good guy, 'cause he buys you coffee in the morning. Every single thing he buys is with money you made for him. We have got to wake up. Do not sleep life away in front of TV news that says Muslim people in Iraq are our enemy and the Exxon oil company is our friend. The Exxon company owns the TV station in the first place. We have got to wake up. Do not sleep life away in front of the stealth bomber, George Bush, RoboCop, Dan Quayle, Pepsi Cola, Budweiser beer, or the Citibank that never sleeps but stays up all night long, ripping you off while you sleep. We have got to wake up. We are ripped off, bought off, paid off, laid off, turned off, stuffed off, jerked off, more off than on. We are oppressed, depressed, impressed, excessed, compressed, and repressed. We are discriminated, medicated, enervated, inundated, overpopulated, masturbated, castrated, incriminated, and incarcerated. We are analyzed, advertised, anesthetized, hypnotized, spiritualized, psychedelicized, polarized, depoliticized, and lobotomized. We must not sleep life away in front of TV dreamland till J.P. Cook's funeral homes comes to roll you out to the cemetery in Long Island on the installment plan your family pays later, a real layaway plan. You lay, they pay. We've got to wake up. Yo, man, we are alive! Every day, the wind blows leaves in the trees. Every day, the sun lights up the sky. Every night, the darkness falls down on everything. We are not separate pieces of someone's big money machine. We are all one human family going back thousands of years, all colors of the rainbow. We have got to wake up. Yo, man, we are alive. The kids play on the kitchen floor, the touch of your sweetheart at night. We were born to breathe clean air, to drink fresh water, to dance all night without the radio. We were born to move together, to remove forever this money-mad corporate monster robbing and poisoning us every day. We were born to eat the fruit off the trees, the plants from the ground. We were born to respect the old people, to be kind to the children, to respect the earth we live on. We were born to make a brand new world for the babies, to share what we have all day long and love all night deep into the midnight hour. But first, from the get-go, number one, from Jump Street, in the beginning, before anything else, we have got to wake up.
Jackson Browne and Friends at the No Nukes concert back in 1977 with Before the Deluge. And before that, we heard from Professor Louie with a spoken word piece called Wake Up. Well, I'm Robin Shanti. Thanks so much for joining me on this beautiful Thursday. Stay tuned for Eugene and Robert coming up with Taquiasin. And if you've got some time this afternoon, we're doing a mailing party down here at 20 Southeast 8th. So come on down and meet the folks and help out. And I'm going to go out with a tune originally done by Jim Pepper. This is a recording from Brewer and Shipley. And we'll fade it down into the next show. But hope you have had a wonderful solstice and a great weekend. And here's Witchy Taito.
Yes, it is. Sorry to fade down that good old Jim Pepper cover.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are we picking up other people
it's
in the mic?
Seats. Exactly.
Or at least in the headphones, anyway.
Seats. So there are four seats
here we go.
Every year, and those are 3-year terms.
There we go. Oh, David's
other
not
button.
There.
Now
technology always messes us up here.
Straightened out.
Yeah.
It's this 20th century engineering.
Us
Indians got to get used to it.
So anyways, that was Witchy Taito. That's an old Jim Pepper cover song. That is Brewer and Shipley. We're singing that from the CD Archive Alive.
Yeah, we hated to cut into it, but hey, this is our show. Come on now.
Yes.
We love Robin and everything.
Yeah, Robin is great, isn't she?
Yeah, that was
Thank
a good
you, Robin.
Show. No kidding.
There she is waiting for her CD right there.
Yeah,
anyways.
So.